Cody Lightning is back with a new film called Smudge the Blades, and he's put the call out for some hockey players. We've got Cody right now to find out more about this. First of all, thank you so much for joining us again.
Tansy, thank you. Hi, hi.
So tell us about Smudge the Blades. What inspired this project, and what can we expect from it?
Growing up, my mom moved us down to California when I was a young boy. And my brother and I were hockey players. Playing ice hockey was too expensive for a single mother to afford. So we played roller hockey for about 4 or 5 years. It just wasn't fun for us anymore because we didn't have a lot of friends that did it. So then I ended up like just playing baseball and football just to hang out with my buddies. And then when I moved back to Canada, I got back into hockey and I started playing again, coaching. And that's where like the heart of this comes from, the coaching experiences that I've had and just some wild, crazy, resi kids involved with it. It is fictionalized, so there's nothing based on actual situations, but similar atmosphere. So that's why people, when we're done filming this, they'll be able to watch it and go, holy crap, that's very relatable.
But it is fictional because you're looking for the quote unquote filthiest hockey players in Edmonton. So what exactly does that mean? What kind of personalities are you hoping to find?
Oh, you gotta be filthy. You gotta have silky mitts. You can't be a duster. You gotta have dirty, rotten toe drags, top cheese, boy. Bar down. yeah, we're just looking for really good hockey players. And the thing with this is the dialogue and the lingo of the players in the locker room is authentic. I'm not gonna mention movies that have been made in the past, but this is gonna be very real and authentic to Indigenous hockey players. Indigenous hockey tournaments and the clash between racial stuff in there as well that we've had to deal with for a long time. We're going to put all that stuff in the pot.
Authenticity is very important to you in all your films.
100%. Yeah. That's one thing too. So when I was writing this with my partner, Sam Miller, we were thinking about titles for what we wanted to call it. And from the get-go, I wanted to call it Smudge the Blades. I was like, dude, Harlan Kingfisher, and he's one of my executive producers on this. I said, I don't know if Harlan's going to be okay with this. He runs a pretty clean campaign with his company and his brand. What we wrote in this, it's funny, it's hilarious, it's harsh, and it's nasty, all mixed in there, for real. So I was like, I'll run it by him, fingers crossed, and we'll see what he says. So I said, hey, Harlan, love you, brother, and I want to call my film Smudge the Blades. If you're not okay with the content of it, we can call it something else, but I'd still love to have you involved. Give it a read and let me know what you think. And he read it and he goes, I love this, man. So real. This is Native hockey. Let's go. So I was like, yeah.
Cody Lightning joins me right now. We're talking about a new film that he's working on. But your last film, Hey Victor, had an incredible festival run and national release. So how does that momentum shape your approach to this project?
I don't know. I'm a little nervous because I set the bar low because of the debauchery that I put myself in. You see full frontal uncle there. To follow up with something just as good, if not better. We're trying to get better and better and better, and we have a better budget. We have more solid crew. Like with Hey Victor, we had a golden crew. This project, we've just added on to it. It's going to be a lot better than Hey Victor. Our goal as a production company is to make bigger and better films each and every time.
For the people that are listening that are, what did you call them? I don't know. You used a whole bunch of lingo and words. I had no idea what you said. Toe jams?
Toe drags. We need Heelys. We need toe drags. We need bar down skis.
Bar down skis. Okay.
You can't be a duster or a dirty, rotten pigeon. You have to come out and be silky.
Okay. So if people are listening and know exactly what you're talking about, how can they get involved in your casting call?
On social media, we have a Smudge the Blades Instagram and Facebook page. We also have smudgetheblades@gmail.com. You could submit too. We're looking for full teams. If not, you can submit individually as well. We start shooting March 16th, so the sooner the better. If you wait last minute, you know, there's a good chance you won't get in. Also, I will say this. If you aren't picked or accepted, please, please, please do not take it personal. We've had over 4,000 submissions. It's a tough part of my job is having to say no to some people, but we're just looking for the right fit. And if it's not for this project, that's not bad. We're going to have another one and another one. So you'll still be remembered and hopefully you can get in. Instagram, Facebook, and then smudgetheblades@gmail.com.
Perfect. Well, we will get that link up on our website and all the information on our website, ravenradio.ca. Cody Lightning, it has been so much fun talking. Thank you for teaching me hockey lingo.
You're welcome. That was the clean version.
Okay. I won't be a duster.
Don't be dusty.